This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And all others, this is the Battle for the Republic. Hour number three. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let's tell you what's really happening. Communist Chinese debt censorship has come to the United States. Congress needs to have hearings about this. President-elect Trump needs to veto the funding for the new CIA / State Department agency that got $160+ million to run it. They've already been caught with some lady professor who, again, her qualification is she wears pink sunglasses and has two cats. She actually says that to put out a fake list of fake news. She had to retract it because lawsuits were getting filed. Washington Post put out another fake list last week and said that these were lists of people that work with the Russians. Lawsuits were being filed. They had to back off that. Now, Zuckerberg has announced today via Business Insider that they are going to work with PolitiFact and others who are famous. PolitiFact came out and just last week and said that it wasn't true when there were claims by Trump that these weren't real agency reports that he was working for Russia. Now they've had to admit that's all true. I mean, PolitiFact is a joke, folks. Not as big a joke as Snopes. Snopes is a complete joke. But hey, it's one lady with a cat. You know, the key is, yeah, Google Truth Police be run by a cat lady. Not that against cats, I got two, but it's always like a cat lady. It's like, she is the master oracle. She will decide what's real. I'm not a litigious person. You talk about interfering in businesses. You're talking about libel. You're talking about slander. You're talking about an attempt to do harm, to make people not come to your site. Look at what Facebook's going to put up. It's just like the Google Chrome with the professors thing they were putting out a few weeks ago, blocking InfoWars, and it puts up a message disputed by third parties. Before you share the story, you might want to know when independent fact checkers disputed its accuracy. And they say they're going to send you to a link to give all these leftist publications traffic. So that's really what this is. It's hijacking free will and traffic. They can't get traffic. They can't get attention. They're collapsing. Their answer is hijackers. You can Google for now, I guess. Maybe they won't let us get there to our article, actually. Google Chrome blocks InfoWars as fake news. We have screenshots of it there for you. And then they have all the leftist publications double down on propaganda. And they came out and said, Jones is lying. Google Chrome doesn't block him. There is no censorship. Just like, no one's trying to overthrow the election. We just want a coup, and these electors are heroes, and Trump's never getting in, and somebody needs to kill him. From Time Magazine to Newsweek to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, they have writers saying someone needs to kill Trump. Kill Trump. And then meanwhile, if you say, hey, they're calling for violence, shut up. No one's doing that, and no one wants to censor you. We want to shut you down right away, but no one's doing it. Ah, you're a liar. You're fake news. Will CNN be taken down because they've put out fake poll numbers because they said Hillary would win and got caught being directed by the White House and Hillary? The answer is no, 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 no. And all the algorithms are already going into place. I predict this is going to kill Facebook. We're going to continue in that outpost to reach out to the zombies on Facebook, but that's why you've got to commit as HUMET, as human intelligence and open source intelligence, individuals worldwide. I don't care if you're in Nigeria or if you're in Russia, you're in the United States, you're in Canada, Japan, I don't care. When you get an InfoWars.com video, put it up on your channel. Give it another name to get around the bots. Test things out. We're in a war. We're in an info war. Years ago, I bought the domain News Wars. We launched a new site about the whole free speech fight, what's happening very, very soon. I told you we're launching an organization for free speech. We're printing. It's taking a couple of days. At Kinko's, having problems. Thousands of dollars. 100,000 plus signatures to be delivered to Trump. And, of course, it's about the media spectacle, the 100,000. You know, oh, look, the country wants you to do something, President. They're calling for banning you on Twitter. If we expose this and fight this, this will bring them down. This is a desperate, criminal, larcenous, deceptive, authoritarian blacklist move that even The Guardian and Rolling Stone, to their credit, says is the end of free speech.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This video was just released earlier today with Owen Schroyer, one of our great reporters, having a breakdown in the hall. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this speaks to Russia infiltrating Infowars.
What is going on? Oh, my God. Oh, every TV, every news outlet, Russian influence. I'm a Russian agent. I thought I was American. I thought I worked for InfoWars. What is going on? Putin, get out of my head. Russia, get out of my elections. But wait, no, I work for InfoWars. I'm American. I want to make America great again. Trump's an American citizen. But they keep saying his appointments are Russian-affiliated. Everyone he works with is a Russian agent. Donald Trump works for Russia. I can't handle this anymore. Who am I? Who am I working for? I want to make America great again. I don't want Russia to be my boss. I don't need Russia influencing my elections. I just want to be a reporter in America. Why is Russia? What? Am I Russian? I don't even understand. Is this a Russian?
Agent Kamran Shroya. Program Sila Goblin 2. Запуск.
Yes, Putin.
And that's how Donald Trump became the greatest presidential election in American history, without any Russian influence at all. Now here's a word from our sponsors with the Kremlin, Infowars.com.
Now, we sit around and we joke, Russia infiltrates Infowars. There's a longer, really funny one. This one's excellent as well. Owen's a great actor. Coming up with Daria, coming up in the fourth hour today. It should be done with John Rappaport is hosting. I'm just going to say this. I've been so close to the problem of tyranny that I've really gotten not comfortable with it, but I'm not scared of it. And we really should be pulling our hair out, running around the streets, figuratively naked right now. Matt Drudge met with a major Supreme Court justice last year, came here to tell you that next year, that no matter who wins the election, they're coming after our free speech. It's now here. Congress is having hearings. CNN, MSNBC, they're all saying shut Alex Jones down in the First Amendment. Those are quotes. I played them last hour. Now, when I was done playing that piece, they said, look at DrudgeReport.com. Let's put it on screen. I'm going to post this on Infowars.com, too, a few paragraphs of it, 4 or 5 paragraphs, and then my latest video, The Crucifixion of Alex Jones, that gets into this, that if they can do this to Infowars, so they're calling for me to have a gag put on me. They actually want us completely shut down. That if they can do that, they are going to do it to everybody. And they said Snopes, a lady with a cat, that's what Snopes is, one other advisor, we'll decide what's real and what's not. They're going to put a message up so you can't go to a website. They said they're going to block you from being on Facebook. And they're going to use PolitiFact that's famously fake. They still say Obamacare, last time I checked, was free. Then, then later they admitted it wasn't true. They say the UN isn't involved in our elections. I mean, they just lie and twist and use other pieces of news as disinfo. They list the Washington Post as the most trusted. They had to retract last week saying InfoWars was run by the Russians. So this is just an incredible time to be alive. So I told you this was coming. Facebook is going to use Snopes and other fact checkers to combat fake news. Business Insider. Facebook is going to start fact checking, labeling, and burying fake news. Burying. And what do they call InfoWars? The number one fake news in the country. The company announced Thursday the decision comes after Facebook received heated criticism for its role in spreading a deluge of political misinformation during the presidential election. They're also announcing that most news sites are going to end the comment section because they don't want to spend money censoring it. And they've always just got some weird smiling glad-hander like the spokespeople and the Snopes people going, oh, don't forget, the Pope comes out and says that liking alternative media is liking sexual pleasure from feces. When this guy's covered up the pedophile scandal, you name it. But they say there's no such thing as pedophile scandals. They're now saying Penn State didn't happen. I'm not kidding. That's now not true. To combat fake news, Facebook has partnered with a list of media organizations, including Snopes, ABC News, oh, wow, Mr. WMDs, that are part of the International Fact-Checking Network. Oh, an international group. Oh, the UN's involved now, led by Poynter, a nonprofit school for journalism located in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's who rubber stamps. It's really an algorithm and a blacklist. Starting as a test with a small percentage of its users in Facebook, it's a tattletale system, will make it easier to report news stories that are fake or misleading. They're going to pick in their algorithm liberal users. You've got to go on in the InfoWar, create a fake liberal network. I'm telling you what you have to do. We're going to do this as well as a project. We need more crew. We need more men. We need more women. We need more fighters. So we get selected to be part of it so we can then go out and report CNN, MSNBC, all of them as the fake news, caught by WikiLeaks in fake news, planning fake stories. The new fact checker for the New York Times they've hired is the guy that said, I'm a liar. I'm a hack. I want to deceive people. Tell me what to say. Remember that? He now is going to be the fact checker at the New York Times as a cruel, sick joke. He's promoted from Politico to the New York Times. Owned by a Mexican kingpin. You cannot make it up. A company representative told Business Insider that the network would also use signals like algorithms that detect whether a story that appears to be fake is going viral. Yeah, like a meme with she lied, four died, talking about Navy SEALs and an Army guy. Just pictures of men, can't share that. To determine if it should label the story as fake and bury it. Oh, bury it. Burying news like the Communist Chinese do. Oh, this is the end of free internet. This is the new censorship, Chinese style, that Zuckerberg consulted with this year with the Chinese censors on the system and chose this one. And they were going to roll it out whether Trump won or not. What has Trump got to do? Because they've listed they want to take him off Twitter as well. Trump has come out and said, this is not, you can't do that in America. You have to adjudicate in court that something is libel or slander, something he's called for. That's fine. And he's going to come out and unfund the CIA trying to run this. This is crazy. But here's the deal. Historically, when they try stuff like this, it always blows up in tyrants' faces. Now everyone's going to value getting info out. They're going to value this show more. They're going to know the system trying to stop them, and they're going to work harder to expose it. We focus our efforts on the worst of the worst. I'm listed as the worst of the worst with no evidence. On the clear hoaxes spread by spammers, and they list me as promoting Bigfoot and WASP under the Capitol. We played the clips. I don't talk about WASP or Bigfoot, where they misrepresent what I say about 9/11 or Oklahoma City. We focus our efforts on the worst of the worst, on the clear hoaxes spread by spammers. Like the New York Times ran an article about fake news this week with saying that Alec Baldwin had died in their news feed. So is the New York Times banned because that happened? Because here's what's going to happen. You want to discriminate against me, Facebook? You don't delist the New York Times for lying about yellow cake uranium. We're going to go pull the articles that are up. And lying about 97% chance Hillary would win and fake polls. And saying Alec Baldwin was dead at 58 this week. I'm going to prepare that. I'm going to sue you. I don't want to, but I have to. And I'm going to show a jury all their lies and then show what we really said and did and show you censoring articles about people calling for Trump's death. Something Snopes says isn't real. And I'm going to sue Snopes for their treacherous, torturous interference and all the rest of it. That's why other news sites have been pulling it. You go ahead and you do what other bodies have done. What happened to the law firm that sued us 5 years ago? People can look it up. What happened? Disbarred. Anybody say Barrettry? We don't really talk about these victories on air. We do things behind the scenes. I told the Washington Post I was going to sue them if they didn't retract that I worked for Russia and that they're, and they came out and said, the list is fake. We don't know where we got it. Yeah. And now the head of intelligence has come out and said Russia didn't do anything. And the CIA didn't. I had a individual on earlier. I had a CIA contractor on earlier. Laying all this out. People, oh, I bet you got sources. That's more fake news. Oh, yeah, like the fake news. People don't know anything about behind the scenes what's going on. I mean, if the mainstream media knew who I can talk to, who I talk to, what I do, they would crap all over themselves. Then they got a good idea. This is the last gasp to take the country over, and Trump has got to come out and expose it. Now, I'm going to go to Larry Nichols, who came on yesterday, and I got to say he's got a lot of credibility. We're taking him to the end of the hour. Because Larry Nichols came on yesterday, and he said at about 12:30, he said, Nancy Pelosi's hopping mad at you. I got this from Sessions guy. And they're coming after you, and they're going to call for you to be banned and shut down and blacklisted, and they're going to have congressional hearings and try to have suits saying you're calling for violence. And I don't know why Pelosi's so mad, but she's leading the charge. Then on Fox News that night, her daughter comes out and says, I want her dead, and I need to be shut down. And then three other channels say, I've got to be taken off the air. I'm going to skip this break because who knows if she'll even be here soon. And by the way, a lot of other talk show hosts think, oh, they'll just go along and toe the line and be left alone. That's how they win. We've all got to speak out. We've all got to say it's wrong. Or the new fairness doctrine for the Internet's here, which they've called for. But notice they always deny it, deny it, deny it while they organize it because they don't want us to ever organize against it. Notice they waited, not on big election, not the day after, try to overthrow the electors or have a recount that gave more votes to Trump. No, they waited till Christmas now. Just like the NDAA and all the other, the Federal Reserve and the IRS all got passed on or before Christmas. They're all waiting till Christmas time when you want to sit down and watch a football game and have some turkey. And I don't blame you. Or go for a hike or go to the movies or go to the church or go hear some Christmas carols. And they're waiting while you're sitting there trying to enjoy yourself about to ram this through. And let me explain something. being the spearhead, because we work hard, we're focused, we got great sources. All the glory goes to Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. And the rest of the credit goes to you, the listeners, and Matt Drudge, and the Patriots, and our guests, and this great crew. But let me just tell you something. My spirit is, I don't like psychopaths and control freaks. I don't like bullies. And I just cannot help but fight them. I'm fulfilled. Don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for this country. Because let me tell you, being the very first one over the barbed wire is dangerous, but that's also where destiny lies and Valhalla lies. I'm here to tell you. So I'm fulfilling my ancestors' destiny through me. They're all there, proud, lined up with me right now, and it's good to be tied into them. I live forever in reverse, in the present, and forward. As long as humanity isn't destroyed, I'm eternal. I already live forever. And then there's another spiritual domain. Everything with God's in threes. And the genetics, all of it proves it. This is the big secrets. It's why they hate me. This is the secrets they've even sought after and don't even understand them all. And the point is, more of this knowledge is coming into the world. The enemy will be broken. Make no mistake. The enemy is broken. But you have to understand, they're dangerous, they're horrible, they're evil. They could set off nukes to stop Trump getting into office. They could start a war. Obama just ordered massive troops to flood to the Russian border. That's in the news today. The Fed's raising rates to try to kill the economy because it's starting to grow so fast because of Trump. They've been strangling it themselves, consolidating it on purpose. It's all happening. It's all real. They hate us because we are the truth. We make mistakes, yeah, like 2% of the time probably. Do they misrepresent what we say and take stuff out of context? Yes. Because their whole world's ending, and I want the traitors of the media to know something. No matter what you do, you're over. Mainstream media is over. They already planned to use you to discredit the press itself because they hated the old press that was not perfect but endangered the globalist. Now they've used you as their minions to discredit your profession. Now they hope you'll support the end of the free press completely. Then you'll be shut down, and it's going to be press releases out of government and corporations with their own press spokespersons that are put out as transcripts, and then no one else will be allowed to basically challenge it, or they'll be censored with an Internet ID that China's already put in place and an Internet social networking algorithm. Remember a year ago, Drudge ran our story that they're going to use a social network social score in China, where if you criticize the government and corporations, you get downvoted, and soon you can't have a job unless that score is at least in the 70s. And we said, they're going to bring an Internet ID here for taxation control. They're going to bring filters in. They're going to give your website, your Facebook, your page a score. They're going to start listing Facebook users and Twitter users as not trustworthy, as bad. They're going to make you wear a yellow star like Jews in Germany, or a pink triangle. But now it's going to be a big F for fake news. This is the pure essence of authoritarianism, labeling people forcefully with little secret algorithm boards of little hateful lapdog globalists that'll put out lies. And they think they're going to beat you just like they thought they'd beat Trump. Trump needs to come out against it. I'm sure he will. Strong lawsuits need to be filed. And all of you now, over this Christmas holiday, need to fight as hard as you can, spreading links, articles, videos, our breakdown of all of this. This is the time. I told you it was coming. Now you see. Were we fake news? Told you last year they're going to shut down free speech this year or try. Is it happening? Is that fake? No. We got too much credibility. I always said, what are they going to do if everything we talk about comes true? When our credibility explodes, that's when the tyranny comes in. That's when the shutdown happens. But we didn't just lay down and wait. We affected the battle space. Larry Nichols, you said, so walk through what you were told by Sessions' guy, the to-be attorney general, who's desperately, as you said, trying to find out how to block them, banning free speech ahead of Trump getting in. Obviously, they're going to shut down speech ahead of trying to overthrow him or kill him. Now, and then Pelosi's daughter, who I didn't say she's going to kill Trump. She says, I said she's going to, you know, go after Trump. I didn't say that. This is her lies to say I'm victimizing her. Her people admit it's a coup. But so that just proves you were dead on with that. I talked to some other sources. That is the case. They're seriously crazy enough, even though it's not in law, to try to go in and put a gag order on my free speech outside of even libel suits, any of it. Just a carte blanche European-style ban on speech. This is really happening. So recap what you said yesterday, and then let's get into the latest information. Larry Nichols, former Clinton insider.
You bet, Alex. The thing that happened was they intend to get two congressmen. I don't think they have them yet. that are going to file lawsuits against you, not just for fake news, but for inciting violence. Yep, inciting violence. And once they file the suit, of course, it's going to go to a federal judge that they already have apparently picked out, and he will put a gag order on you immediately until the case is adjudicated. They're coming after you. They're coming after everybody that is against Hillary. They are planning, Alex, 100% to take this election back through the Electoral College. Now, you've got to understand, Alex, and all of you, you've got to. If they can stop Trump, then guess what? There's no Sessions, no Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Then you're back in the mode, Alex, of who are you going to call to stop it? Imagine this stuff that they're bringing forth against you. And Loretta Lynch is the Attorney General. Who are you going to fight it with? Huh? Who are you going to fight it with? How many times have I come on this program over the years? You have to excuse me, kind of throwing up right now, but over the years, how many times have I come on this program and told you absolutely, with specificity, what was coming? How many times?
Many times.
And it comes. But you got to understand, folks, you don't see one word of it in the media. And I appreciate you, Alex, pointing out that all of this maneuvering for this Electoral College, isn't it odd that it's going on during Christmas when the public, guess what, genuinely interested in something else, like when they have their big information dumps. When do they do them? They do them on Friday. Why? Because they know everybody's in.
And now they're
Saturday.
Doing it over the holiday. So let's break down the timetable. It looks like they're going ahead with this even if Trump gets in or not. What do we have to do to counter this? Because clearly you said you don't, I don't know what you've done to Pelosi, but she's insane. She's coming after you. Recap what you were told.
Well, I was told that she is leading the effort in Congress to put you out of business, Alex. It's not a joke. It's not rumor. It's not fake news. She's doing it. She's pulling all the strings in Congress. Now, they've also got willing accomplices, I found out this morning, from the media, of course. And the media is working in concert to bury you. They're going to bury you with false articles.
Sure, they're demonizing me. They're killing me politically before they physically try to shut us down.
You got it. And then you have to understand, folks, I know you're out there thinking, well, the whole world knows what we're talking about. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. 90% or better of the people in America right now get their news on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Or they just don't even tune into it. So, and of course, if I'm going to be shut down, I must have done something. And then the case is set to shut everyone else down.
Where there's smoke, people think there must be fire.
Now, let's expand on this, though. I've talked to people.
The major media slam you with headlines. The people out there, a bunch of them, a lot of them think, well, they must have done something. You know, Alex, you must have done something or they wouldn't be loading up on you. They have no concept that this coup is underway. Dear God, we're about to lose our country.
Well, by the way, the Democrats have now come out and said that it is a coup. So now they're admitting they do plan it. They went ahead and uncloaked today. They got a bunch of Hollywood folks out saying overthrow Trump. They're calling for civil unrest. They're calling for his death. They're calling for banning him off the internet. So this is insane, frothing authoritarianism. My sources in defense intelligence, the CIA, and the highest levels of some other agencies say that if Hillary and them try this, the gloves come off.
Well, now, I can't tell you where I got it, but once again, I just ask you to, in a case like this, to rely on my history. But there are people right now that are coming out and shutting down to anyone that will listen that the CIA had no proof of any activity from the Russians to be involved.
Well,
the
clappers come out. Lawrence had to admit it. They're getting their butt handed to them right now. That's what I'm telling you is Like Pelosi, all and think they're so tough. They might be able to take me out, but man, that's it. Just everybody knows. They see me. I'm telling you, I'm seen as the trigger. We'll be right back. Stay there, Larry.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. Woo! You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The fastest way to bring down a tyrant is to make them get out in the open. We've cut across their operation, we're drawing their fire, and this just smells like victory. My gut tells me we're going in the right direction. Intellectually, I see that as well. Larry Nichols is our guest. I'm going to get back to him. I'm talking over him a lot because we're talking about myself, the free press, you, our whole future. You have to understand, every major newspaper is lying about us, putting out false quotes, twisted garbage, you name it. And people say, man, does that hurt? No, I didn't do it. I'm proud of what I've done. Just because they're deceivers and dishonest, I feel sad for them. I feel sad that our country's got so many evil people, but they're disconnected. They're dishonorable. All they care about is ego and going up the corporate ladder, even though the ladder goes to hell. Larry Nichols is our guest. By the way, Larry's been battling cancer. He's a patriot. He really hadn't asked for this, but he's getting sicker and sicker. But you are helping with his medicines. We'll put that up on screen. For folks' AOL account, if folks want to send him a donation, either large or small. Also, Larry Nichols, LarryNichols.live. That's the new URL, LarryNichols.live. So that's his website, Larry Nichols 58, Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034, NicholsLive@AOL.com. I got to tell you, I've been interviewing Larry for 20-plus years, and he said, Pelosi's coming after you. They're going to claim you're inciting violence. And then on three channels last night, they said I'm inciting violence, need to be shut down. MSNBC, CNN, and CNBC. We played the clips earlier. And then Pelosi's daughter goes on and says, I'm inciting violence against her. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Didn't say a thing about violence towards her. You just think you're going to say we're going to overthrow an election, have a coup? That's what your cohorts are calling it. And then people aren't going to get pissed. That's your fault, lady. Take responsibility. I take responsibility going up against your kingpin mama and all the rest of globalist trash and that Nazi collaborator Soros. And whatever happens to me, I ask for it, lady. I love when the globalists threaten me in different ways. They go, you know, we can kill you or we can shut you down. We can. I know you can do that. Not looking forward to it, but I'm going to do what I got to do. I love the threats when I don't give them as many as I used to. It's just, you know, it doesn't do anything except make me get more energy. But it's just like, well, you think I'm stupid? Oh, you threatened me. I better go away now. I'm committed to this, jackass, because you're scum. You want to hurt people, and somebody's got to stand up against you. You're going to fail and fall like every other piece of crap like you before. We're hitting the bottom, folks. We're coming to the bottom of the cycle right now. There's a long way up now, and it's going to get good. Good for our children. Good for our grandchildren. Good in the eyes of God. There's a lot coming. People paid for everything we got now. I'm more than willing to pay for those in the future because they are me. They are you. I love them, the unborn, just like I love myself. Their hopes and dreams are ours. They carry the fire of our species. You can't kill me. The globalists want to kill the species and mutate the species and kill the planet. That's why they're evil. That's what you should fear. They come to kill our very genetics. They're a disease poured out by the fallen one. Fallen to this planet to bring us down. Can you see what's hiding in plain view in front of your eyeballs? But our species can beat it. Because for the evil to bring us down, it has to build a technology that we're able to build that it can't. And we can take that technology back at any time. Go back to Larry Nichols here in a moment. I'm not going to belabor this. We need your support. We have nutraceuticals and things that are game changers. We have great T-shirts. Hillary for President 2017. Deport George Soros on the back. Limited edition. Trump's my president. Almost sold out. Red shirt. Wear the, you know, out in public. Get the word out. Don't let them intimidate you. We've got 50% off colloidal silver. Free shipping store wide. I should mention that. 30% off. 50% off. 25% off is the lowest we've got. On all our best sellers, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and a lot of stuff selling out. DNA Force is sold out, or I'm told it is selling out any hour now. If you sign up for AutoShip, we hold some back. That's 10% off on top of all the discounts when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. My dad retired 3 years ago because of Obamacare. He's a dentist, oral surgeon, and chemist. We work with some of the biggest toothpaste makers in the country. And it was just, and we wanted to be able to have it stabilized within the high quality non fluoride toothpaste to have iodine, high quality, and nano silver, as well as peppermint and tea tree oil, a bunch of other great ingredients. This has got it. You want amazing toothpaste? This is it. It's super blue. Non fluoride toothpaste. $9.95. You're like, well, most toothpaste is $4 or $5. That's what it costs us to make it. This is really special. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've sold out a half of it in 2 days. It'll be months till we get more. We need your support now with the enemy, what they're planning, all the things they're doing, their offensives. But if you just move a finger, all of you collectively, it'll overthrow their system. It'll fund us to go to the next level. It'll do everything. So pray for us. Spread the word. Don't take InfoWars for granted. Realize we're under attack. Spread those videos. Spread those articles. The Crucifixion of Alex Jones, very important article, because as they crucify and demonize us, they're crucifying and demonizing you in preparation to silence you. Every traitor, every piece of garbage, like Sinker, the young Turk commander, who denies there was an Armenian genocide. And he calls himself a young Turk. What's that tell you? I mean, they're all on there, folks, saying, shut me up, shut me down, and lying. Because they can't compete because we're busting them up. Trump gets in office. He's got to reverse this attack on free speech. We defend the second. We defend the fourth, the tenth, all of them. The number one, baby, the big one, is under attack right now. All right, Larry, thanks for holding while I broke that down. Go ahead and go through this. I got a bunch of headlines I want to cover. But bottom line, what's the time frame?
Newsflash. Newsflash is between now and the end of the year. I got a newsflash. The House and the Senate, under Democratic leadership, are submitting a bill that they're trying to push through with the help of, now I don't know who they are, high ups in the Republican Party, is what I was told. And they are calling for essentially a 501c3 type approach to alternative news on the internet. Now, they feel like the 501c3 has done an excellent job of shutting down churches, being able to talk about politics from the church, and they want that legislation brought through to shut alternative news. When they say that, they basically mean you and Drudge.
It's news licensing.
Now, the other thing, and I talked to a very high up general, won't say his name, that was high up in the invasion of Iraq, and he thinks Trump may have actually gotten to the military in a cool way, he said, in that by Trump picking the generals that he has for the leadership roles in his cabinet, the military have turned 100% against the Joint Chiefs. And this is significant, Alex, because this means that we may have just what you were saying earlier. We may have the force down below the Joint Chiefs that they're not going to go along with all of these illegal orders that are being passed down and will be passed down in the very coming future. So, yeah, there's resistance building. The thing I fear, and I do fear it, is what happens. What happens if they are successful at flipping this election and giving it to Hillary? You know, I worry about your audience, about this movement that was behind Trump. You know, the American people, the average American has been pushed into a box. And when they see it stolen right out from under us, there's going to be no doubt anymore, Alex. It's not going to be secret. It's not going to be cute. It's not going to be hidden from the public. The public's going to see through this. What's going to happen? You know, that scares me. And they're prepared, of course, with the FEMA provisional government plan. They're ready for what? Provisional government. What's called martial law. They're ready for anarchy. And they believe it to come. So I ask everybody, dear God in heaven, please, you spread the word about this Electoral College flip. Alex, just what you've done talking about it. Last night, I hear Hannity talking about it. He wouldn't have talked about it until you had brought it out. But the more people know that they're trying this, the more pressure, believe it or not, that is put on these electors. Look, these electors, they're citizens. They've got to live in the communities where they live. They've got to
And they're being death threatened by the Democrats right now and accuse us of that.
Yes, it's not us. It's not our side. I can't find one case anywhere where anyone trying to get them to just hold the line and vote for the way the people voted. Nowhere do you see any death threats. They're coming in mass from the Democrats. They're coming from the liberals that are just screaming bloody murder, trying to force them. Alex, if we spread the word, if people know about it, I know y'all think, well, golly, what good will that do? You have no idea what good it does.
You saw what you did electing Trump. That's why the enemy's so scared. They know we've almost beaten them.
That's right. And these people are maggots, Alex. They're maggots. And you know maggots don't like the light. They cannot stand the light. Let me give you an example just real briefly. I have talked to a couple out in California. They're in aircraft revision of the Allison engine. They're up against, because they're up against losing their business. Let me tell you why. Because Hillary and Bill made a deal with Ross Perot Jr., the Ross Perot family. Yes, they're still around. And he's been able out in California to buy airports for a dollar. $1, Alex, to get the federal government to shut them down. And then he buys them for one dollar to be able to bring in his development of his housing additions. Now, folks, that's what they're doing. That's how they've achieved all this power. They have sold. They have sold our property. They have sold our rights. And if you don't want that to continue, right now it's that couple in California, bless their heart. But tomorrow it can be all of you. It can't. You have to strip Hillary of the power to sell.
Well, let me bring this up to you, and then I want to go over some really key information. Larry Nichols, former Clinton top insider. Looking at them and what they're doing and knowing how they operate behind the scenes, they seem panicked, but I know they have a plan. But the recount didn't work. Now they're really, you know, on the back of their heels with the electors, but they're moving forward. They're getting called out. What else will they try? And is Obama in on it with them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The White House is knee-deep in all of this. Obama knows. Don't doubt, folks, that Obama doesn't know that Russia has absolutely had nothing to do with the election. Now, today, I just saw it on the screen. The White House denies the CIA being able to tell Congress and show them any proof or evidence whether it did or did not exist. The White House suppressing this information from getting out. So don't tell me they're not in.
Sure, but what does it signify that Clapper and all these other even established people like Lynch have come out and said today and yesterday, look, Russia didn't hack us. This isn't true. I mean, I guess they're covering their butts because they know this is fake. I talked to several CIA sources and some other sources yesterday and over the weekend and last week. They said this is all pure bull. It's totally made up. And we're on record saying that last week before this all came out.
Alex, the reason some of these people are breaking now is because they know one thing that I know, that I told you yesterday. You let Jeff Sessions get in as Attorney General. You let Donald Trump get in as president. And all of this is going to come to the forefront. It is going to come out.
And he knows he's going to war. That's why he's putting in all these generals and people that will follow orders.
You bet. And all of these people know that there's going to be a day coming, a coming to Jesus day, and there's going to be criminal charges prosecuted against a whole lot of people, Alex, for trying to overthrow the American election. They're trying to overthrow it, and they're using every legal and illegal means possible. And so, yeah, you know, Clapper, Lynch, and those people, they got to get cover. They got to get cover, or they're going to be knee-deep in it.
By the way, Lynch and Clapper and all of them, I've watched them a lot. They look like they're scared.
You bet. They better be. They better be, because they're in the middle of something that, you know what, they're not confident anymore, Alex, that it's going to work, buddy. They're not so sure anymore that whatever this cabal decides to do is just going to happen now because of Trump.
But Pelosi and Hillary and Soros look completely insane when I see them, and they think they're invincible.
Alex, you can't believe for one second that the largest criminal enterprise in the history of the world is going to just lay down because of that election and walk away forever. You can't believe that. You've got to know that these people are willing to go to the extreme. They'll go to the end of the world to complete their agenda, buddy. And you better listen, all of you. They're not through.
I know, and they're waiting till they didn't do it on election day or after, because they knew we were all awake and ready for battle. They went until we left the battlefield. Now they're taking over. Larry, we'll talk to you again soon. Great intel. I know it's true. I checked with some sources, but also get on with their announcements last night after you warned me of that. Pelosi's daughter coming out against me and more. I'm going to end the clip here for you with Pelosi's daughter. Just shameful. She says nobody's trying to overthrow any election. Meanwhile, her surrogates are in the news saying, quote, we want a coup against Trump. And they've got newspaper writers saying, kill Trump. This is incredible.
You just watch out, Alex, because they're coming after you with everything they've got. This flipping of this election determines the destiny. But not just you. I mean, that's bad enough that we're talking about you and your company's future. That's bad. We're talking about the future of the country.
No, I know, brother. So we're just carrying the coal mine. Thank you. Here's the clip as we go to break.
Caputo, you owe it to the American people to let me tell the truth and to not lie about what I just said. Yeah, Alex Jones said the same thing about me yesterday. Alex Jones in InfoWars has said that I want to have a coup and assassinate Donald Trump.
Christy, since then, I've gotten desperate.
So it's not healthy for me.
Christy,
you're going to
lie
about what I am saying.
Christine, Donald Trump doesn't come on my show.
That is not helpful for me. It's not safe for me or for my family or for other
electors.
Don't
do that. He doesn't come on this show. I have no agenda here. I'm just saying it. It seems that you
don't. No, don't put words in my mouth.
Arrogant. She thinks she owns this country. She thinks she owns the election. She owns you.
You want the election?
She's like, Mommy, Alex is being mean to me. We'll get him. We'll get him. Don't worry, sweetie. America belongs to you. We'll beat the bitter clinger, sweetie.
And what I want to do is not have
Mommy, why do I look like Frankenstein?
I get even more.
I want to be a man. I want to show Alex.
More online attacks than I'm already getting.
You poor baby. Watch your mommy from the Arab Spring to kill over a million. Oh, you're such a sweet little lady like Hillary.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
I live back in the woods, you see.
woman, the kids, the dogs, and me.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go down.
John Rappaport's close in the fourth hour. In the next little 5 minutes, though, the first 5 minutes, I'm going to go over this graph that I haven't done yet of a simple rendition of how the world really works with news versus fake news, the real paradigm from my perspective. We all see through rose-colored darklies. But look at this article on Infowars.com. There were no Russians. WikiLeaks operative claims Clinton emails handed over by disgusted Democrat whistleblowers. One of them got four bullets in the back. Then we have intelligence chiefs coming out and saying that, judges saying that. British ambassador says he met with the person that leaked it. But no, it's the Russians. And like I tweeted yesterday on Real Alex Jones, and the memes everywhere. We've gone out for man on the street interviews in Colorado and in Texas and in California. No one's buying Russians did it. It's all a big joke. Everywhere on the internet's a meme. You know, the Russians ate my homework. The light turned red because of the Russians. I've got, a cough because of the Russians. But here's Hillary. Classic borderline personality disorder is what I'd say. She's got a little bit of psychotic behavior as well. Here's Hillary Clinton. It's everybody's fault but her. You have seizures. You have a brain tumor. You can hardly walk half the time, crazy woman. Stop trying to cling to power, criminal. So here is Hillary Clinton blaming everybody but herself.
Why did Hillary Clinton lose?
There are as many answers to that question as there are people in this country.
What is this electoral college, and how does the person who came in second win the presidency?
Well, we should get rid of the electoral college altogether. It's completely unfair.
I want to get rid of the electoral college.
Just count the votes. It's ridiculous.
Do you believe Russian hacking could actually change the outcome? Yes!
Russian hacking was part of an effort to defeat Hillary Clinton.
Did Russian hacking help sway the election for Donald Trump?
Clinton blamed the head of the FBI, James Comey, for stopping her momentum.
There were a number of reasons for this, but lead among them, in my view, would be that letter from Dr. Comey.
Comey helped Trump significantly.
So-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
The rash of fake news stories on people's timelines influenced the election.
Presidential campaign that won the Electoral College fueled by fake news.
The Electoral College.
Russian hacking.
The Comey fake news.
The Electoral College.
Russian hacking.
Comey fake news.
The Electoral College,
the Russian hacking.
Comey fake news.
Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey
fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey
fake news.
The Electoral College,
the Russian hacking.
Comey fake news.
The Electoral College,
the Russian hacking.
Comey
fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Jim Comey
fake news.
When it suggests
not arrogance, not corruption, not that we're sick of both parties, and it just goes on and on. That's up on Infowars.com. We should tweet that out. I got to a lot of the news today. I want to come back and, like I said, hit this graph I've got that I guess Buckley put together with the graphics folks. And it's pretty simple. It doesn't have all representations there, all the different media outlets. It just gives you an idea, a snapshot. I pretty much agree with how it's spread out and how it's set up. That's WorldNet Daily, like, almost over in the best column. I'd put them in the best column. That's going on. But we're going to show you this for TV viewers and subscribers for radio listeners when we come back. And also have a graph here somewhere. It was an article for InfoWars where we actually posted it. I'm going to retweet that out because I never got to this on air yesterday. It wasn't ready till the very end of the show. But look, here's the deal. This is all up to you. If you want to lose the First Amendment, that means the Second. That means be slaves to the globalists that literally have it out for the American people in their own words. It's in the WikiLeaks. Then don't get involved. Don't speak up. Don't defend the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth. But the First is very popular, even with real liberals, at the Guardian and places like Rolling Stone. They've come out and said, this is horrible. Well, it's been done. Facebook's come out and said they're going to have Snopes run everything and basically ban InfoWars. So, and then next they're going to shut our site down itself. This is how they do it. This is a big deal. Spread our links. They hate it. It's coffin nail politically to them. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's news wars. We're in the middle of news wars. We're defeating them in competition. They want to turn the board over.